Okay, Rebbe. Tonight we're going to learn the sugya of Kol Sheyesh Bo Chamishus Min Edovim. Bevarachim Alav Borei Min Mezoinus. We know that the bracha Borei Min Mezoinus is dafka in the Chamishus Min Edovim. And we this last time about Shibol Shul, is it oats, is it something else? But Lemaise, it has to be made into Lemaise Kedera. Whereas if you have a chita, and so a piece of wheat, but it wasn't, it's kemoshehi, it's like a be'en, it didn't make it into a porridge, into a farina or something like that, so it's not going to get this brach of bar minim zaynus, according to some rishonim, because still chaisis is a chita. Because it's a sachita, you make a bar priyadoma, even though it's wheat. But if, so there we saw the machlokes rishonim, whether it has to be that the shell is off, or even if the shell is not off, it has to be ground into flour, or whatever it is. Okay, so that's one halach. But then the shayla is like this. What happens if you make it, you take a mezainus, and you put it together with other ingredients? So next week, Bez Hashem, we're going to learn that you follow the roif, usually. That usually you follow roif, and whatever the roif is, that's what you make the brach on. So if you have two macholim that are made together, you make a patty, and it has it has carrots and has rice. Was that right? That, you know, sushi, right? So mamela, whatever is the roiv, you know, so the Zohar Chaim says whatever you're really interested in, that's what you make the brach on. In other words, but if you're interested in everything, nothing more than other, then the halacha is you follow the roiv. In other words, the point being, we'll see more next week, Bez Hashem, that by Hilchas Birchas Hanenin, you don't make a bracha on every single species, unless you're eating them separate. But if you're eating them, there's one machal, it's one patty, it's one thing, so then you have to decide what is the ikur and what is the tafel, and then you make a bracha on the ikur. So in other words, ikur and tafel, you see, if you have a tam-tam, and you put peanut butter on it. So clearly, the peanut butter is servicing the tam, the cracker. So the cracker is the ikur, and the peanut, but you have a din of ikur and tofel, even though one thing is not servicing the other thing, if they're together, and you're not eating, you're interested in one more than the other, then you make the brach on the roif. Whatever the roif ingredient is, unless you were more interested in the miyat than the roif, then you can make on the miyat. But if you're interested in everything and nothing more than the other, then you make the bracha on the roif. But the one exception to the rule,
Can we move it out to give me room?
The one exception, you can sit in front if you want. In front of the table, you know what it is. The one exception to the rule is by Mezoinus. By Mezoinus, we say that there's anush. We say like this, that if you're eating two things together, right? And so the halacha is, whatever you're more interested in, that's the ikur, and you make a bracha on that and not on the tefil. But if you're not, like the Derech HaChaim says, but if nothing is more chashuv to you than the other, bestam, then you just make a bracha on the whatever is the rov, whatever ingredient is the rov, that's what you make the bracha on. The chiddush by Mezoinus is that since Mezoinus is more chashuv, it's what Chamishus Minei Dogan, that's a chashivus. So even if the mezainis is not the rov, even if the mezainis is not the rov, you still will make a bracha on the mezainis and not on the rov. Okay? So this becomes a shaila of schnitzel, of cheesecake, where you have a thin thing there of mezainis, and then most of it is cheese, cheesecake. So the regular rules would be that you should make a shahakal, because the rove is the cheese. But since we have this din, what we're going to see soon, that kol sheyeshbo chamishus minei dogon, that's the second wide line towards the bottom, four lines to the bottom, the Rav Shmuel Dami Travayu, kol sheyeshbo mechamishus haminim bevachim olav borim minei mezonos. That anything that has the chameshus minim, even if it's not the roif, chameshus minim is a chashivus b'fnei atzma. And therefore you make a bracha on that and not on the rest of the food. So the shaila is, does the chameshus mide dogon have to have a minimum amount, at least, to say that it's considered the ikar? Well, even if it's, as we'll see, like Rav Moshe Paskin and the cheesecake, if it's a very thin crust, then even though it's mezainis, he said, well, you'll make a shahakol, not a mezainis. So we're going to see the poskim say that even the din of kol sheyeshbo means it doesn't have to be the roiv, but it has to be epis, like Rav Abadi always says, a certain level of chashivas. But if it doesn't have that, then even though it's mezainis, it won't be. You won't make a mezainis. So we'll see. This is relevant for cheesecake. It's relevant for schnitzel, onion rings. All these things have a coating. All these things have a coating. But very often they're not the rove. So that's the question of what we do. So first, there's a machlokes rishonim that we have to take a look at. Seth?
Yeah.
Okay. It was just a guess. Right. There's identical twins, so I took a guess. It's 50-50, so and I got it right.
Identical.
What?
Identical.
They're pretty. I have other twins in my shir also, but then I can tell more apart. You know, it's not simple. So the big shaila of you have. Chicken with the crust, you know, you have schnitzel with the crust, you have the cheesecake, you know, all these things, the mezainis is not the rov, but the shaila is, should we say the din of kol sheyeshbo chameshus minei dogon v'varchim olav borim mezainis, to make a mezainis even if it's not the rov. In other words, what are the gedarim of when to what to say this halacha? Okay, so let's take a look in the Gemara here. You take a look on the first page here, Lamed Vav and Beis. You see where the arrow is on the left arrow. Says the Gemara, Chovitz Kedera V'chein Daisa. You have a dish that's like a porridge, like a farina, and it has also honey in it. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shahakol Yevedvar. So Rabbi Yehuda says you make a shahakol, and Rav Kahana, because of it has the dvash, Rav Kahana Omar Boromei Mazonos. So the Gemara says like this: B'daisa Greida, if there's just the farina alone.
Is this vegetarian farina? Is there no meat in it?
No meat, no. Like, hot cereal.
Or like oatmeal?
Yeah, well, oats is a whole question, yeah, but that's porridge, you know, that's not oats. So b'daisa grade the kuliyam will pliga the bar min mizonas. He pliga b'daisa ke in chavetz kedera. So Rav Yehuda omer shehakol sover duvshe ikar, Rav Kahana omer bar min mizonas sover smide ikar. So Amar Rav Yosef kavosi the Rav Kahana mistaber the Rav Shmuel namri tarvayu kol sheyesh bo. Hameshes mine dog haminim beforchem alav barim mei mizonis. So that's what. But then we have another Gemara.
What's smida?
Smida is flour. Then there's another Gemara. Take a look on page 7. Amar Rav Ashi, Ki Avinu Bei Rav Kahana. When I was in the house of Rav Kahana, Amalan Tafshila Desalka, if you have a tafshil of beets, Dulo Mafshubo Kimcha, if you don't have so much flour in it, Bar Pri Adoma. So then you make a Bar Pri Adoma. The lifta, but if it's turnips, the mafshubo kimcha, that has a lot of flour, the mafshubo kimcha tfei, borim mezonos. So he says the beet thing doesn't have so much flour, so you make a borim priadoma. The other thing has flour, so you make a borim mezonos. Hada omar, idi v'idi borim priadoma. But then he says, no, you both of them make a bar pri adoma. So he says that sometimes the kemach is only there for consistency. It's not there for the taste, just to make consistency. So if it's there for consistency, so then you don't make what?
Amazonas.
So that's a big shaila. They talk about licorice. Was licorice has flour in it. So the shayla is so if the flour is there for taste, then you make a bar minim zonis on the licorice. If it's only the dvuki b'alma, then you make a shahakla. So all these things you have to be mevar. But okay.
So is it shahakla?
Oh.
So licorice?
So we'll see. So there's a machlokes rishonim between the Rashba, they point out, and the Meiri, and the Rambam. The Rashba says on page 3, Dubsha Iker Perish Rubo Dvash. By the case of that Chavitz Kedera, it was Rov was Dvash. So the question is, do you say Rov Dvash, you make a Shahakol? Or do you say that there's some Mazinus there, so the Mazinus always takes precedence, even if it's the Miat? Miat Vinami Ikro Machmas Dubsha Salto Latim Lachshir. Michomokam came on the Sultan Urbo. Okay, good. So if it's not Ludbuke, then it's going to be a mezonos. It's a consistency to put the whole. But sometimes you need the kemach, not for the taste of the kemach, but to put it all together, so that everything should be stuck together. Yeah. Why do you put flour to keep it so that it doesn't fall apart. But if it's there to give taste, then already it's considered choshev. And then already you make a bar minim zonos, even though it's the meat. So according to this, so what should be by schnitzel? Or you have this, if you have fish that has a coating on it. Well, based on what the Rashba is saying, why are they putting the coating?
For taste.
For taste. So then it should be a mezonos, according to the sheet.
You make two brachas, right?
No. That's the point I'm telling you. You don't make two brachas. Because people think that you have to dissect every food you eat and find all the different things and make a bracha. No. The halacha is, as we'll learn, that if you're eating it together as one machal, it's one bracha. That we'll have a shiur next week, Bez Hashem, about. It's one bracha, so you have to choose which. In other words, it's interesting. The Gemara could have said, in the case of Chovitz Kedera, why don't you make a mezainos on the kemach and a shahakol on the dvash? That wasn't an option. The question was the shahakol or the mezainos. It wasn't an option to make both.
That was chicken is like chashim. It's not like a.
Right, but the point of this sugya is that mezainos is more choshev than the chicken.
Even chicken,
mezainos is more choshev.
Rabbi, so for like a deep fried piece of chicken, you would make.
Well, I'm not
here
to
that, I'm
so far, we're not here to conclude yet.
No, but doesn't he say that for consistency,
then we don't give it chashivas. Then we don't give mezonos anymore.
Like
then we follow the regular
fried
rules.
Chicken as like that, giving it the consistency, like not so much.
Flavor. I don't know. You have a nice piece of geschmack thing on it. You know they have a coating on it that's very geschmack.
Yeah, no, it definitely makes it very. Yeah, like
so that's for taste.
Yeah,
that's not just for consistency.
Okay. That's true.
Oh. But comes to Meiri, it says a different word. On page 5. Kol tafshil me'elon is karm shem b'din barim in mezonos in Meiri bo dvar mecheim go dvash shem tafshil afi b'shich nis ben harbe ho al v'yesh bo mechamesh as aminim shikir tafshil kol ha'shem osu amin mechamesh as aminim afu p'sharu bo midvar mecheim ochem achar osu min. Right, so he says, so this is key line. Yeah, on the fourth line, sheish bo chameshes minim sheikar tavshil kori al shem oso min mechameshes aminim. Whereas it can't be like when you have the chicken, right? Even if you have a nice coating, but what do you call it?
Chicken.
So if it's called chicken. Then it's not going to have this din of, it's going to be a shahakol. So it's the din that you can make a mezonos is if it's called by the mezonos, even though it's not the roth. So what would be an example?
So barbecue chicken that has like a coating of something, whatever, the mezonos coating. It's still called, the adjective is the barbecue, and the ikar is the chicken. Is that a good example?
Chicken ball.
No, in other words, if something is mezonos and it's called by the mezonos, even though the mezonos is the meat, but the machal is called by the mezonos. Like chicken, like all these things that you have, schnitzel is called, it's called by the...
Fried fish.
Right, all these things are the fish.
So
what would be an example? What would be an example?
The
chicken ball? What's the chicken ball?
It's called a coating on it.
So what is it called by?
Flour. Chicken ball, that's what it's called.
But then it's called by the chicken. We want something that's called by...
Called by
the mezonos.
It's called
by the mezonos, even though the mezonos is the meat.
Bread ball with a stick of chicken.
Even though the mezonos is the meat.
He's like, corn.
Gefilte fish.
No. Yes.
No, it's called by the fish, so even every time. Okay.
Tacos.
But it comes out according to the Miri. According to the Miri, most of these cases that we have today, Harai, we can't even find a good example, are, this then won't apply. Because you have to have the, it's Nikral Shem HaMazoinus. So that's what the Madoni Asher parents and others point out, that, but according to the Rashba, it doesn't have to be Nikral Shem. As long as the Mazoinus is not there just Lidabuke, it's there Lidvenesinas Tam, it'll be a Mazoinus. So all those cases, like the schnitzel and the corn, what do you call those things?
Corn dogs?
No, you get them as a shmorg at the
Max
and Light. Slow.
Is it deep fried?
Onion rings.
Onion rings.
The onion rings. So then
the Mazoras?
According to the Rashba.
So what does Mitzias change the ingredients? I mean, instead of the chicken ball, it's like Mama Shakoda.
Right, okay, we'll see. One second. The Or Sameach has a chiddush on page 8. He wants to say, based on the sugya of the turnips versus the other thing, that you only make a mazonis if it's the miyat, if potentially, if you would make it the rove, it would still taste good. So you have some flour in the thing. So you made it with meat flour, but theoretically you could have made it with roe flour, then you'd make a mazonis. But if you make a roe flour, it would bakalkel the whole thing, then even when you make it a meat, you don't make a mazonis. And that's how he explains the Gemara over there, that they didn't employ the din of Kol Sheyeshbo over there, because that wasn't shaykh. Okay, now. So the Shita Mikubetzes on page 18 has a chiddush. He wants to say, he quotes this whole halacha on page 18, the first paragraph, and the last two lines, he says, "Miyodavka b'tiisbe kazayis mechtei achilas pras." The ilah lo chashiv klal. He says like this, that in order to make a mezoinus on something where the mezoinus is the miyat, it's only if there's enough mezoinus there that within the chves 9 minutes you could eat a kezayis worth of mezoinus. But if you don't have a kezayis worth of mezoinus that you can eat, it's so, like for example, the cheesecakes. So if it's a very thin crust, it's not even a kezayis there. So then certainly it's not a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. So then for sure, that's why Moshe's psak, you make a shahakal. But if it's... Yeah. So some crusts have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. But if it wouldn't be a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, then not. That's the psak of the Shita Mekubetzes. The Magen Avraham paskin, the Avud Raham paskins not that way. They paskin even if it's not a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. Then uh,
12.
Let's see, 1 second. Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says not that way. We'll see in a second. Because it's interesting that the... here, the Magen Avraham is on page 21.
Magen Avraham is the same rabbi as Abu Draham?
No. He says, Eish Loima, you see where the arrow is in the bottom of the left side. He says, Eish Loima, Del Inyan, Bracha Kaimalan, Kolchi Eish Bol Lechameshus Minim, Brach Bor Minizonos, Afil Pochus Mechzayt, Petech Milas Pras. It doesn't have to be a Kazayis B'chei Achilas Pras. Even if it's less than Kazayis B'chei Achilas Pras, he still would make him a Zaynus. Because the Shita Mekubetza says it has to be a Kazayis B'chei Achilas Pras. The Magen Avraham says not that way. But they point out, Madani Asher, others, that even the Magen Avraham holds that it has to be a certain level of Chashivas. And that's what's brought down here. I'll show you in another Magen Avraham. Take a look. Showing this Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham has another comment where he writes that if it's very insignificant, you won't make him a Zionist. Yeah, look on page 14. Page 14 with the arrows. Say a person, nearly, says the Magen Avraham, the mefar ma'at lechem dak dak u'toch ha-sheikhar. You have a beer, and you put little breadcrumbs in the beer. Page 14. Little breadcrumbs in the beer. To give it some taste. So it's even, breadcrumbs even hamotzi. It's even more chashuv than mazonos. Einem mevarach rak shahakol al sheikha. Ah, but what about the din of kol sheyesh bo? The answer is, the way some explain, and Mother Rosh and others, that since the pirurim are dak dak, so then it's not going to have enough of a chashivas. So even the Magen Avraham, who doesn't require a kezias, but pirurim is too insignificant, and therefore what's going to be? You're going to make a shahakol on the beer. So you put a little crumbs in the beer. So the beer you make a shakol, the crumbs you should make a moitzi. So he says, no, the crumbs are tofel. The crumbs are insignificant. And you make you just make a shakol. So according to the Watt, the Magen Avraham, according to Shita Mekubetzes, you need a kezayis b'chei achilas pras to say the din of kol sheyesh bo. According to the Magen Avraham, even if it's not a kezayis b'chei achilas pras. But it has to be a chashivas, so we have to define what the chashivas is. I'll tell you a thing that I think about sometimes. What's it called? Cookies and cream. Right? You have those ice creams that they have. What would you say about cookies and cream?
Delicious.
It's delicious. So. Is it a kezayis? You have a kezayis b'chei achilas pras?
Crumbs. Most of it's crumbs.
In other words, if you would eat it, would you get a kezayis if you would eat it within 9 minutes? Would you get a kezayis of... Probably not.
How many scoops?
Okay, but according to Magen Avraham, you don't need a kezayis. But is it? You think it's more chashuv than the case of the Magen Avraham of the pieces of bread in the sheikha?
It is
more chashuv. Yeah. It's bigger pieces. Yeah. So, and it's, what does it put in? Latam.
Yeah.
So according to the Rashba, what should be the bracha?
Mizonos.
What?
For sure, Mizonos.
Mizonos. Mizonos.
What about, like, deli roll or one of those Empire chicken pot pies that has a crust?
And the crust is a... Oh, so let me show you a chiddush I saw in the Sefer. To try to... So, as well, like Rav Abadi always says, it has to be choshev, the mezonos. It can't... The din over here is the kol sheyeshbo, that even the mezonos is the miyut, we make it on the mezonos. Right? But it has to have a certain level of chashivus. So the Shita Mugvetsa says it has to be a chazayis b'achilas pras. The Mogen Avraham says even less, but it can't be just crumbs. Well, so if you look in the Sefer Madone Osher, a very nice Sefer, so he says like this, page 17. The Madone Osher wants to explain why is it the Minhag HaOlam is to make a shahakol on schnitzel. Right? But l'chora, the coating is what? And it's to give a taste. So l'chora should be... And l'chora, we don't paskin like the Meiri. That you need it to be the Iker HaMachal. We don't... You know, the Beis Yosef didn't have a Meiri. Didn't have a Meiri. So it's usually not... I remember one time I was learning Hilchas Tzad, Hilchas Tefillin. And I saw the Beis Yosef quoted the Meiri. I was shocked. Because my whole life, I always was taught the Beis Yosef never had the Meiri. The Meiri was found much later in the Gniza, and the Beis Yosef never had the Meiri. And here, I see a Beis Yosef, Mamish quoting the Meiri. So the answer is, you ever see the sets of the Meiri, it's like 20 volumes. Right? 20, like 20 volumes. It could take a whole shelf, a bookshelf to the Meiri. Now, there's one sefer he wrote on Hilchas Stam that's like 5 pages in the 20 volumes. So I think that's what the Beis Yosef had. And that's it. So Taka, he quotes it in Hilchas Stam, Hilchas Tefillin, he quotes a psak from the Meiri. But everything else he didn't have. Because, you know, there's a whole discussion what to do with the Rishonim they find in the Gniza that sometimes could change the psak halacha. You know? So they say Rav Gutman told me from the Tumim. The Tumim said it was Hashkacha Pratis, which Rishonim the Beis Yosef had, and which Rishonim he didn't have, and therefore we don't. And they say for the Chazanish, they asked him, what should we do with all the Rishonim in the Gniza? And his reply was, leave him there. Yeah, which is not the approach of everyone else. All these people, you know, coming out with these Rishonim from the Gniza, they. But the question is, in other words, would we make a difference for Psak Halacha? The Avnei Nezer sometimes will say if the Beis Yosef would have seen this, like over here, he's going to say it also. I'll show you soon. If the Beis Yosef would have seen this Rishon, he would have passed him differently, but he didn't have it. So does that mean we should change what the Shulchan Aruch or whatever the Shulchan Aruch had, and we don't change it?
Wasn't the Shulchan Aruch weighing the
Rift, the Rambam, and the Right, the Shulchan Aruch, normally we say the Shulchan Aruch was weighing 3 Rishonim, but it's not true, because Lamaise, he quotes other Rishonim also. Like, sometimes you don't have a Rift, a Rambam, and a Rosh on every halacha. Say, for example, the famous din we all know, that if you forget one day of Sfira, you can't count with a Bracha anymore. So that's the Bahag says that. The Rif never heard of it, the Rambam never heard of it, the Rosh never heard of it. And he just passes like the Bahag. So you see that it's not so simple that he... I always thought the reason is because the Beis Yosef passes like, you know, the Rambam, that a Brachal of Atollah is a Daraisa. Toysa Shita is a Brachal of Atollah is only the Rabbanan. And if you make a Bar Priya Eitz, and you're not eating anything, So the Tosis holds midaraisa. That's fine. It's not about Torah. You're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He made it eitz. You're not eating it now. But so what? It's still true. And the Rambam says no. If you're not eating the eitz, you shouldn't be praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu now about the eitz. So if you do it, that's levatola, and you get an issa daraisa. So I thought, since it's a question of making a bracha on the Sfira, and there's one shita out there that holds that that you can't, and he's so machmir about bracha levatola, so he paskin. Even though, if you would ask the Rambam, what's the din if you forget one night of Sfira? The Rambam would look at you. It's like if you forgot Kriya Shema last night. Well, you don't say Kriya Shema tonight? Of course you do. It's the same thing. The Rambam never heard of such a... It's one shita that said like that. And no one else ever never heard of such a thing. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes that one shita. Well, so the Sefer Madoni Osher, on page 17, he wants to say like this. He wants to give... What's called chashiv? Like Rav Abadi says, it has to be chashiv. So what's called chashiv? It doesn't have to be the rov. That's the chiddush over here. Even though it's not the rov, it has to be chashiv. So what's his chashiv? So ulei nita loymar zokter. Oh, Zion. Oh, so Anush, make room. Move. So we're saying over the din that normally by Iker and Tofel we make the bracha on the rov. Whatever the rov is, that's the Iker. If you have Tzvei Macholim Tzuzamen, you make a bracha on the Iker, and the rov is usually the Iker. But by Mezoinus, since Mezoinus has a Chameshus Minei Dogon, it has a Chashivus Bifnei Atzmo. So Mamela, even if it's the miyat, it's still considered more chashuv than the rov. So look on page 17 in Sefer Madoni Osher. He discusses, so what's considered chashuv. So he wants to say on Ozayin, the fourth line, Ule nitan loymer svar chtei lahamlitz al haminig levarach shahakol al schnitzel. Right, the question is, what bracha do you make on schnitzel? Because schnitzel has a coating, that's latam. So even though it's not a kezayis maybe, or it's not a kezayis b'cheachilas pras, but the Magen Avraham says you don't even need it. But afal pikein, we make a shahakol usually. Dine ha-Magen Avraham, kosov di madubshin im tovim l'machal v'atzma minkein kavanos ogam avurim, chim v'vach achaleim, because... He says, "Upashtus kavanos odchol sheish b'em tam tov b'fnei atzmon sagi b'chach b'chdei levarach b'orim minim zonos." Layav shalom adivin gam ken she regilus la'ochlam b'fnei atzmon. So he says a chiddush that maybe it has to have enough chashivas of the mezoinus that you would eat the mezoinus b'fnei atzmon. You'd eat the mezoinus b'fnei atzmon. Like for example, the schnitzel. Would you ever eat the coating on its own? It's too insignificant. But if it has something that's a thick thing, a thick coating, so you would eat it like a cookie or something like that. You would eat it b'fnei atzma.
People eat chicken skin.
Yeah.
Fried chicken
skin. Yes, like the fried chicken that has a thick
coating.
So then that's considered a chashivas. That's considered a chashivas. So therefore, if you eat it together with the chicken, you only have to make a mezoinus. But if it's something that you... Now, the cookies and cream, what would you say, based on this? Would you eat that?
Of course.
You would eat?
Yeah.
You know, they have the ice cream that they have the mezoinus thing they crush up, and they put it in the ice cream. So what do you say, Seth?
Of course.
You would eat...
I have a question.
What? That you would eat that if they asked?
Of course.
Yeah.
It's all cookies.
Yeah,
that's
not my order. But it's a crushed up cookie.
Yeah.
But you would still eat it. So then if you'd still eat it with the asthma, according to his Hagdorah, you would make a mezoinus.
But if you would say to yourself, I wouldn't eat crumbs of cookies.
But if it, like the Magen Avraham says, if you take beer, here, take a look in the Magen Avraham. And this explains it very well. Magen Avraham we saw before. Let's take
a... In reality, if you have a piece of cookie... made it out to
100
pieces.
Yeah. Right. Right, but would you eat it if it's just just crumbs.
But then the whole thing. Hashivas, if it's a crumb.
Yeah, but take a look at the Magen Avraham again on page 14 in the Magen Avraham. See where the arrow is on page 14? We just did the Magen Avraham. Yeah.
Nearly,
right. You see? In the Magen Avraham where the arrow is on the right side. See the arrow? It says, nearly, the imifara ma'at lechem dak, l'toch ha-sheikher, kam, kidei she'yitu in botam, einu b'vorach rach shahakol hal ha-sheikher. Because you took some bread, crumbs, you put it in, right? So there, he's saying, you only make a shahakol. You don't make a hamotzi on the bread. Even though, because why? Because maybe who would ever eat breadcrumbs? I don't know, would we normally eat breadcrumbs alone?
What about the breadcrumbs you put in salad? You know, the
but there's croutons. Those are not croutons. Yeah, that's more, those are big pieces.
No,
here he's talking about.
Nice limb, it just becomes already.
Right.
Yeah,
so Mamela, it's not choshev at all. So that's the vort.
That this is kadeshi tenbo tam, so it
has chashiv. It has chashiv tam, but
it doesn't have the tam for mizoynis.
Yeah,
it doesn't have when you eat all the ice cream or whatever it is. You feel a taste from mizoynis. You put it in the water or in a beer or whatever it is. You feel the beer, you don't feel it
anymore.
But it says it gives a tongue.
Why are you giving a taste?
Yeah, exactly.
It means it must have some other taste.
Okay, but if you say, like what the Madani Osho said before, that it has to be something that gives taste that you would theoretically eat alone. So then maybe these little pieces of bread,
nothing.
You would never eat alone.
Rav, is that, what if you're starving, you'll eat anything alone?
You're starving in your face.
It's a big double color shirt. Everyone's
going to
say something.
Yeah, take a look on page 15 now. In other words, right, but in a normal situation. And that's what he's based on. Page 15 of the Machaber, Resh Yud Beis Beis. Merkachas shemanichim ala rikikim dakim. Because you put some type of jelly or something like that on rikikim dakim, also rikikim havat feilul mekachas. Shadova yadur she'im kavna lechol lechol. Whereas, say you have a cracker. So normally, Iker, you want the cracker, and you put something on to make it taste better. But basically, if the cracker doesn't really have so much taste, and you're putting on something on the cracker, and you just don't want to get your hands dirty. So you put it on a cracker, but the cracker doesn't have too much taste. So then the cracker is tofel to the tuna fish, for example, because you don't really want the cracker. But then he writes, the Magen Avraham, and hey, James Kavner, Aval b'medinas elu, shemanichim v'melkachas al dufshinim shetovim l'machal, but here our crackers are tovim l'machal. So, in the tzirch, He says im kain. It's a misprint. If you look in the Hagos Ha'ars, im kain kavanosu gam kain lachilas adufshenin u'mevarach aleihen. So then it's not a tofel, because then the cracker is the ikker.
But you have like a soup, let's say. Croutons, mandala.
On the mezainis.
It has like what do you call it? You put it into a soup.
Yeah.
Shkedim,
marak, shkedim.
Say Israeli.
Yeah.
So first you take a few pieces, you make it
macha, right? Because it has a
chashbei.
Right. Because there you would eat those alone.
Yeah.
You would eat it alone.
Also at the kiddush when you have herring and you scoop up the herring with the cracker.
But the crackers that we have today, they taste good, the crackers. Right? You would eat crackers. You would eat a cracker alone.
I don't want to do it, so I don't have to touch the herring. Just take it.
Right.
I'm just eating the
But you could have just taken a fork also.
Yeah.
They can make two brochas.
Yeah.
And a broch of the mizoynis, a broch of the herring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
the same thing with the ice cream cones.
Yeah.
Some ice cream cones don't want.
Some ice cream cones, like Rav Shechter pointed out, some ice cream cones have no taste tonight. But some is very geschmack. You would eat ice cream cone.
Yeah,
Mazonis. Rav Shechter mentioned some are just. So you shouldn't get your hands dirty. So that's what the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva here, on page
23.
So for ice cream cone, you say mezonah, you taste like a waffle cone, you say mezonah even on ice cream? Well, that's a question. Well, that's what we'll see next week. He says like this. He's an old man, and he can't chew. So they make for this person a machal. They take meat and they put flour in the meat, and then it's easier for him to chew it. Where if it's just plain meat, it's much harder. So the shalti b'zokin shakasha lalulo so osim lo machal b'bosar tochen mu'ur bo kemach the lechem. So the question is, what bracha do you make on here? In mevarchim ala barim minim zonos ubracha achas main shalosh. Do we say, in other words, you take pieces of meat and they put mezonos in it to make it easier for him to taste it, to chew it, to eat it? So normally we have the kol sheyesh bo chameshes minei dagon. You make a mezonos. And the meat becomes tougher. So he says tshuva. Kakakti eitzel ha'osim machal zeva umu ke'ei ma'arvim af echel me'asor lechem lova b'basa v'akamona b'yiv lechem amuli shukadei l'dabik ha'basa. He says it's only that the pieces shouldn't fall apart. So then if the mezonos is only there for the pieces that shouldn't fall apart, then what? It's a shakal. The imi tichya, he said, quoting from his mother, imi tichya amrali shakavona gamkein shiyeh hanipuach rav. Well, it's just to make it look big, you know, but it's not for nesinas tam, to blow it up. So he says he has edus from his mother that it's not for to give tam, and that's what he says. That the different shitas of whether it's to give tam or not.
So what's the criteria, tam or chashivas?
Right. So the word is the way Rabbi Bari points out. It's that it has to have nesinas tam, but it has to have some. It has to have a chashivas. You see from the Magen Avraham when they had the sheikhar and they put the lechem, so it gives tam, but there's no chashivas to it. So it has to have a certain level of.
If the main thing is the meat, it should just put a little.
Well, it's just so kemach, so it would be a shahakal.
It became
tough
to it.
It became tough, right. It would be a shahakal. Now, the shayla, there's another interesting shayla, or Yitzchak, Rav Abadi has on the last page of 26. He says, what if you have, we know the din is that. If you make, if you have a piece of wheat, right, but it wasn't made into flour yet, so it's bar pri adoma. Kosis is achita, mevach bar pri adoma, right? So the question is, this halacha that even if it's the miyat, but if it's minei dagon, it doesn't become tofel. Is that dafka a din of mezonos, or is it then that minei dagon has a chashivas? The chameshes minei dagon have a chashivas, even if they're not borei mezonos, because chameshes minei dagon only get the din of borei mezonos once they're ground up. But if they're not ground up, like kloyos, so then it's chameshes minei dagon, but it's still adama. So is this din that kol sheyesh bo, even if it's the miyat? So one could say maybe it's only if you made it into mezonos that. So Rav Abadi wants to tie in here in the Or Yitzchak that maybe the fact that it's chameshes minei dagon, even if it didn't get this the status yet of mezonos because it wasn't ground up yet, that is chashivas on its own right. So it's shalta ochel chitim. See, it says shalta kloyos shemivrochos bar preadoma imirav chitim eli machal acher shemivrochoso shahakol. Say, for example, you have a yogurt, and they have those yogurts with the pieces, right? Mm-hmm. So, and if you assume those pieces are not ground up, and those pieces, some of them maybe are just an adama because they're not made into a porridge, a cookie, or something, like they're just kloyos. And then what do? You put them in the yogurt. So the shayla is, are they considered the ikur? So there, you would eat them alone, right?
Of course.
He would eat them alone. So then if you hold... What?
I do eat them alone.
You do eat them alone.
Then I eat them.
Yeah.
My syrup.
Yeah. Right.
Well, it's not eating alone. I mean, they themselves have
a chashivus.
Yeah.
Right. So even if it's the meat, so everybody wants to suggest that it would be... you'd make a bar pri adama and that would pater the rest. But if it's... even though it's not a mezonos, yeah. In other words, he wants to tell you the chashivas comes from the chamishas midei dogan, not necessarily from the fact that it's a bracha of mezonos.
What's the
because the lashon hagemara, I mean, because what's the chashivas coming from? It's kol sheishmo chamishas midei dogan is not bottom. So you could tell I mean, you could say both ways. You could, you know, it's not, you know, he thought me svara that the fact that it's dogon, that gives it, that gives it. But one could say maybe only dogon when you make it into.
But if they're raw yet, so they're.
They're raw lachila.
If they're raw yet.
Right, but they're raw lachila. What do you say, roy? Roy lachila. Yeah,
no,
but.
Raw, I mean,
raw. Yeah, I mean. If it's something that it's not really a derech to eat, that's something else. But if something that's a derech to eat, but it's just not yet made into a flour or something like that, that you still, like kloyos, like people eat kloyos, so then it's, according to many poskim, it's still bar pri adama, because you didn't make it into a maisa kedera. So it doesn't have the chashivas of mezonos, but it still has the chashivas that it's chameshus minei dogan. And chameshus minei dogan, the din is it's not bottle. So that's what the Rav Badi says in the Or Yitzchak. Yeah.
I'm on the impression that mezonos gets its chashivas because it's me'ein lechem. It's me'ein lechem's like the melech, and they're like the sari.
Right. But the fact that it uses the lashon of chameshus midei dogan is that's what's mashma that chameshus midei dogan alone is what gives it the chashivas. We saw last time you make matzah dafka from chameshus midei dogan, right? So there's something special about the special chashivas of the chameshus midei dogan, and therefore you would make. So that's the Shiloh over here, of when does it get that chashivas? So b'meila, so let's just chazer over what we saw. So normally we have a din that when the ikur and tafel, so you make a brach on the ikur, patters the tafel. But the two dinim we'll see next week, two dinim in ikur and tafel. One is when the tafel is meshamish the ikur, like you have butter on bread. So the butter is enhancing the bread. So avada, the bread is the ikur and the butter is the tofel. But what if they're not enhancing? They're two things that you're eating together, but not that, that's what we're going to talk about next week. Like you have a fruit cup. So in the fruit cup, you have pineapple and you have grapefruit and different things, and it's not that one is meshamish the other. You're eating it zusammen, all the different meaning. So a lot of poskim hold that even though the prima garden holds those, we'll see next week, Bez Hashem, that you follow the, whatever's the rov. You make if the adam is the rov, then you make adam on the whole thing. If the eitz is the rov, you make eitz on the whole thing. There's some poskim that say that if it's nicker, you can make
why
two.
You should make an each one.
Yeah, but we'll see next week, Bezer Hashem, that the Prima Gardim holds that if you're eating it tzuzamen, so that's called one machal, and you make only one bracha. That's the sheet of the Prima Gardim. We'll see next week, Bezer Hashem. The Chayodim says no, that the din of one bracha is if you can't discern one from the other. It's cut up in such small pieces, and it's one machal, and you can't see one from the other. But if you can see that this is this and this is that, then you should make two brachas. But the Prima Gardim says only to make one bracha if you're eating it bevas achas.
It's also Indian to say the brachas. I mean, like Shabbos. To say I saw already many that they have different type. And each one they make their own food.
Right, but so if you're eating it
on one plate,
it has to be more than one plate. It has to be, say, you have rice and peas, right? And the peas are in the rice. So that's the machlok. Some poskim hold it's one thing together. But if you have rice here and peas here, and you're eating it, you know, not together, then even the same plate, then most poskim hold that you make two separate brachas. But the chiddush by mezoinus is that even if it's the miyut, we still even if it's the miyut that has a chashivas on its own right, and if you're eating it together, it always that's where the discussion of chulent. If you have barley in the chulent, so what do you make? So if there's enough barley that you're eating barley with every spoonful, so then that's this din that you can just many posts can hold just to make a mezoinus. But some chulent has a big potato, and you eat the potato alone, not with the. So then that's going to have a separate din of. Like Rabbi Body pointed out, that's going to have a separate din of Adama, and it's not going to. But if you have small pieces of everything, no one big thing, and you're going to eat the barley with every piece, so as long as it's there's enough barley that it's a, like Rabbi Body pointed out, it's a chashivas, so then many posts can hold that you just make a mezoinus and nothing else. Yes, that's what they hold. It's not as a bracha. And other poskim who hold like the chayodim say no, that if the food is nicker, you can see there's a piece of meat, then you have to make a separate bracha on the piece of meat.
What was the answer on the deli roll? It was rolled up with the dough.
So there it's that's like a
dough.
Yeah. So that's a mezoinus. Yeah, because it's a chashivist of the wrapping. Like if you have a wrap, a lot of wraps are hamotzi. Mm-hmm. You know, the wrap itself is hamotzi. But if you have like a blintzer, so the minigun blintzers, people just make one bracha, just make a mezoinus on the blintzer, and they don't make a shahakol on the cheese of the blintzer.
Sushi,
now this din you have to realize it doesn't apply to rice, because rice is a mezoinus, but it's not chameshus mine dogon. So it doesn't get. So why do people eat sushi? Do they eat it for the fish, or do they eat it for the? Well, why I don't eat
it's
sushi.
Fish.
More for the fish.
There wasn't any sushi.
There's no sushi. Yeah, my wife likes sushi. I don't like sushi. I never. I'm from the old school, yeah. You know, the potato pancakes, those things. That's the new.
What about those Chinese noodles, like with salads, you know, or taco salad with the chips crushed, you know?
Yeah. So
do you have to deconstruct, or you just.
Well, those are not mezoinos. Those are. They're adama anyway. But sushi, what's the rov?
Fish.
The fish is the rov?
Yeah,
well, sometimes
the fish.
The fish is the real reason people eat it, or they eat it.
Yeah, you can taste the rice, but the rice is what holds it together.
The rice is just.
So what's the roll? What's the roll?
Fish. What's inside?
The rice is the roll, but is the rice there? Is the rice the real? Is that the ikur that people are eating it for? They're eating it for the fish. They're eating it for the fish. So they're eating it for the fish. So then it's a shahar.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it was, oh, if it,
so, like, with the cookies and cream, let's say you have, you have the, you make mazonos on the crumbs. So, what about the after bracha achrona? Would you do two separate after bracha achrona?
No, in other words, if you hold, you only make one bracha rishona, then it's only one bracha achrona. So if you make two bracha rishonas, then you can make two bracha achronas. In other words, if you only make a mezonos because you hold the ice cream is tofel, then you don't make a bari, then you don't make a bari nefashos, because the din is that ikir v'tofel, you make on the ikir and tofel, sai for bracha rishona, sai for bracha achrona, only on the ikir, not on the tofel. Okay, sorry.
Sorry, I've been waiting to tell this.
I'm saying.
So.